you are a fucking nut job.
I know.
All right. Nut jobs for everybody. Yes, let's get this all wrapped up and ready to rock and roll. Are we ready? And here we go.
We're the race of men, conquer valleys and glens. We build huge towers in the sky. We're strong and we're bold, though it be hot or cold. We'll fight everyone till we die. Oh, we'll never give up the mountain.
Welcome back to another episode of The Cranky Old Bastard. And we're here to introduce you to one hell of a fucking bastard. And he's about to take the stand. And you're on, bastard.
What the fuck was that? That's not the usual lead-in music.
Nope. I picked the wrong song, but who cares? I thought it was pretty cool.
I care. Yeah, well, actually, you know, that's kind of fitting for what I want to talk about this week.
I thought it sounded cool, so hey, whatever works. You know. Well,
okay, so let's get your bitching out of the way. You got
my bitching. Oh yeah,
rape.
I've got my bitching because I went on a trip down to the fucking States, and I've forgotten how much that place can be a pain in the ass.
But it wasn't that place. It was coming back to this place.
Oh no, that was something else entirely. That was something else entirely. I shouldn't say that. It happened 20 years ago when I came into Canada one time too. Anyway, the biggest bitch I've got about being down in the States was a couple of big bitches. One, is there a fucking person on the road down there that even understands or can define the word courtesy? I don't really think
so. I doubt it.
I don't think so, man. I don't think I've seen a more higher number of uncourteous drivers than I did the entire week I was down there, man. I had to fucking fight my way into every goddamn turn and traffic piece I went into.
Yeah, had to fight your willy in. Holy
yeah, I had
shit.
To fight my willy in. Then what's happening? I get back here and I start driving. It's like I'm getting ready to pull in traffic and I'm waiting for it to clear. And all of a sudden, someone stops in front of me and they wave me into traffic and I'm stunned for a moment. Oh yeah, courteous drivers. I forgot.
Well, I mean, it's the same out in Alberta or fucking Montreal. Holy shit.
Yeah, so I heard.
Montreal. You know what? Montreal just passed a law saying that you actually have to stop on the red light.
Oh.
They're not enforcing it.
Yeah, well. At any rate, that and the fact that I was thoroughly astounded. I'd heard news articles or read news articles, heard news reports about how bad the infrastructure of the United States is, but I didn't fully understand and comprehend it until I was driving down there in Oklahoma this past week. And I drive under a bridge and I look up and there's chunks of concrete missing and you can see the rebar. And I'm like, God, is the bridge held up with spit and baling wire and chewing gum?
You know, okay, you went dead there for a second, eh?
Oh, did I? Oh, well, yeah. That was weird. Anyway, so it looked like it was holed up with spit and baling wire and chewing gum up there on the bridges. It's just downright scary. Their infrastructure is just truly, truly scary. We don't know how blessed we are.
Mr. Nobody, you have to remember, we're talking about governments, so it's not infrastructure, it's infant structure.
Yeah, infant structure, whatever. Anyway, that was just an astounding. Plus the fact that, you know, Oklahoma, middle of July, 100 fucking degrees and 70% humidity. You know, you step outside and you start sweating. Oh, God. I don't know how anyone can stay in living down there. At any rate, then the other thing down there, I'm not so surprised that Americans are as stupid as they fucking are after listening to the news down there while I was there. I mean, they had that piece of crap over in Florida, some lady who didn't get convicted of killing a kid or her kid, she was accused of, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, that's news, but does it have to be the news for 7 days and 24 hours a day?
They're trying to take your mind off of what else is going wrong down there.
I say there's got to be something. Well, that's the big problem. It's like nobody knows what else is happening in that country. It's like, you know, do you guys even realize down there that your fucking whole country is falling apart? Or do you care that it's falling apart? If you care, you really need to turn off Fox News and call your politicians to bear. I mean, I heard the occasional news piece that Obama was trying to do something with deficit shit, but it was so overwhelmed with this stupid bitch in fucking Florida. It's like, okay, she wasn't convicted. Who gives a fuck? maybe they care there, but why should they care across the entire fucking country about some woman who killed a kid? I mean, there's got to be other women who've killed kids across the country, but you don't hear about them 24/7. You know? What the fuck?
Hey, you know, Paul Bernardo has got a Facebook page.
Oh, yeah, that's that asshole in Canada, isn't it?
Yeah. He's the one who... He was a Scarborough rapist. But yeah. He also brutally killed and raped two young girls in Toronto.
How did he get a Facebook page? Isn't he in prison still?
Yeah.
They gave him a Facebook page? Didn't have Facebook? What the fuck? We need to fix our own prison system, don't we?
Haven't you fucking heard? His wife got her law degree.
She got out, though, didn't she?
Yeah, but she got her law degree while serving her prison term.
Yeah, that's not uncommon. We seem to always do that for criminals.
Yeah, well, fuck. Whatever happened to criminal justice? It's justice for the criminals, that's for sure.
That's what it is. It's justice for the criminals.
You can't even, you know, lay charges now where... Well, fuck. To lay a charge in Canada, you don't have to have any evidence. You lay the charge, the person gets picked up and arrested, then they investigate the crime.
Yeah.
It's too much work for them to actually do their jobs first, like ask questions first, and then lay charges.
Yeah, you know? It's bloody ridiculous. It's just a great big pain in the ass, you know. It's all this stupid crap you hear about, and it was well, totally irritating to me, I guess, because I had to listen to the news because for some reason my dad thinks Fox News actually tells news.
Tells the truth?
Yeah, no, they don't tell the truth. We actually had a long argument about that one. That U.S. News, truth, oh, fuck, those things are no longer compatible.
You know, Fox News is the world's best laxative because when you hear it, you just want to go, you just
want to shit, yeah. Shit in, shit out, you know. It's just, it is truly astounding. It blows me away. I never realized how badly the United States had fallen, but of course, this is my first time going back. This year, I've been there more times than I have in the last 15 years. You know, it's like I just had no reason to go back to the States before, at all. You know, if I hadn't had, you know, reasons to go down there this time, I wouldn't have gone again. It's like,
hey, did you stop in and see your ex-wife while you were there?
No, man, I wouldn't even go near that. Oh, fuck you. Yeah.
Heck yeah.
As they say, never marry an American woman, man. You're just going to get fucked over. Oh, ain't that the truth? What I want to whine and bitch about.
You also got up here that you want to whine and bitch about asshole lawyers.
Oh, fuck, I forgot about that. Yeah, how could I forget about the asshole lawyers? Fuck someone. That's the other reason the States is so fucked up. It's because of these idiotic lawyers who are slime bucket weasels who fucking can't even live up to their own word. Change it every minute they can.
Do you know why sharks don't attack lawyers?
They don't like to eat their own kind.
Professional courtesy.
Oh, professional courtesy. I thought it was their own kind. Oh, what's the other one? What do you call 10,000 lawyers at the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean?
A good start.
That's a damn good start.
Hey, I know some good lawyers.
I do know a couple of good lawyers. The one that we were dealing with to deal with our side of the case was a very good lawyer, very good man, very nice fellow, excellent guy. The one for the other side was a fucking weasel who he'd make an agreement, and then 10 minutes later he'd change the wording and then try to say, no, you guys didn't understand. It's like, oh, fuck, we understood fine, asswipe. This is how it's supposed to be. We've got the original copy here. What, you don't understand your own writing? You tried to fucking pull a weasel trick on us just as we were finishing? Yeah, fuck. It was just downright irritating.
Do you think she was screwing him on the side or giving him hummers?
Fuck, man. He'd have to be awful twisted to take him from her. But I don't think he was that twisted. I don't think he was that fucking twisted. He could have been that twisted, but I don't think so. We're talking about one scary bitch.
Yeah, well, fuck, you know. Some guys are into scars. Other ones are into mutilations. Some guys are just into fugly.
This is beyond fugly, man. You couldn't put enough flags on it to fuck it for your country.
No, put a flag over her face, Bible under her ass, and fuck her for God and country.
You couldn't put enough Bibles or flags on it to fuck her for God and country.
Okay, so are you done your bitching?
I'm done my bitching. I guess you can go on. You can go on to talk about your...
I want to pay tribute.
You want to pay tribute. Okay, give me my money. I want that tribute.
Yeah. No, I want to discuss our veterans, okay?
Okay, well, before we do, we have a couple of things to say. This is what it is about the United States.
What the fuck is this asshole doing in here? I don't recall sending an invite to your sorry loser ass, and I definitely didn't see a welcome sign outside the door.
There you go.
Who's that to?
The United States.
Oh, okay. Because you kind of cut out there. Okay.
Well, it must be your computer, man, because I have no problems at my end. Good thing I'm doing the recording.
Yeah. Anyways, our veterans, these dedicated people put their lives on the line in service of their country. That in itself is worthy enough of our respect. But some of these poor people come back to our country or their country with physical mental wounds that will change their lives forever. You know, we're starting to see some of our vets coming home with missing arms, legs, and how we don't even know if the people that we see have got these by battle injuries, okay? Because these kids are 19, 20, 21. They're late teens, early 20s, okay? And they're coming back mutilated. And people just don't realize what they've done and what they've put on the line, okay? Now, you can talk about the reasons for the war in Afghanistan all you want, but I don't care about that, okay? What I'm talking about is these soldiers that are over there doing the job, okay? Now, the blown off arms and legs, they're only the surface wounds, okay? There's wounds that go deeper than that. They're mental wounds. They go untreated. Now, I don't know if you realize, neither Canada, the U.S., nor Australia will diagnose post-traumatic stress disorder.
Really? Didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah. As I said, it's because PTSD is a pensionable disorder. You can get a pension for post-traumatic stress disorder. But they've changed it to operational stress disorder, putting that in quotes, okay? Doing the little finger thing that everybody hates. Because that's not something that they have to give you a pension for. In other words, our governments are fucking cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah. We all know that. Now, if you're unfortunate enough to be wounded in a theater of operation and you lose a limb, our government, okay? Now, I'm not talking about the Americans or the Brits or the Australians, okay? Our government. Our government will give you a one-time lump sum payment of
This would be the Canadian government.
Yeah. $279,000. Okay.
Ooh, sounds like a party to me.
Now, as soon as you endorse that check,
yeah.
Okay, you agree to that settlement.
Yeah.
No, nothing else after that. Now, $279,000 might sound a lot, like a fuck of a lot of money.
That's the problem.
Well, yeah. But these guys and girls, okay, these people, some of them have to drive for multiple hours to go in for their physiotherapy because they don't have the physiotherapy resources in their neighborhood.
Yeah.
So the money's got to go into a specialized equipped vehicle for them, into paying somebody to drive them in and drive them back, meals while they're there, maybe accommodations while they're there. And these guys, if they don't live with it where it is, they can't fucking move to where it is, because $279,000 isn't going to get you fuck all. It might get you a little fucking trailer park trash thing somewhere, but it's not going to get you much, okay?
$279,000, that doesn't get you much of a house, especially on the West Coast.
No. And,
be lucky to get a condo.
And you still have to afford to feed your family and live. Now, I don't want anybody out there to think that I'm leaving you fuckheads out of this, okay? Because you're the ones whining about the deficit and how we need to cut more spending to the military. Now, you probably don't realize that the money that goes to the military also goes to military pensions. Now, how many of you out there realize what your MP makes in a year? Okay, here's the basic amounts that they make. And this is taken from their website, and I will post their website where I got this information. I'll also list it here. Your member of the House of Commons, your basic sessional immediate members who occupy certain offices and positions are entitled to additional remuneration in accordance with the Parliament of Act Canada as listed. Their basic pay is $157,731 a year.
That's not a lot of fucking money.
Yeah, and that's just for sitting on the bench whacking off.
Which most of them do.
Yeah. Actually, no. They sit there with their laptops and they play solitaire.
How do you know they're playing solitaire? They're probably looking up fucking porn.
Probably that, too.
I mean, we don't see the screen.
Yeah.
They now, might be looking up porn, and they might have one of them little portable toys that slide under the belt and into the pants and, you know, connected to the USB port, and it, you know, they might be getting jacked off.
They could. Well, that's quite possible.
The technology exists. Anyway, sorry, that was a good aside.
That's besides the point, okay?
Yes, it is.
Now, for the Prime Minister, it doubles, okay? And he gets a $2,112 car allowance.
$2,100, is that monthly?
No.
Oh, that's yearly.
Yearly.
$2,100.
$2,112. So
he gets $176 a month for a car. Well, that's half a payment on a fucking Volvo.
Yeah, but still, I mean, that's us paying for it.
Oh, that's true.
That's not coming out of their pocket. That's coming out of our pocket.
Yeah.
Okay. The Speaker of the House gets a basic amount. So that $157,731, okay, plus $75,516, plus $1,061 car allowance.
Yeah.
Leader of the opposition makes the same as the Speaker of the House, okay, penny for penny. That's extra crazy. Pay bonuses that our MPs make range from, and this is on top of their $157,000,
okay? Yeah.
Tack on... $5,684 for a vice chair of standing joint committees to $75,516 for a minister. So the minister of sports and education or anything like that, minister of national defense, gets another $75,516. Okay?
This is crazy.
Plus, they get their car allowance of $2,112.
Right.
Now, I really hope the people that listen to this and read this feel fucking guilty when they bitch about the military funding and call for cutbacks. Okay? Now, the website you can find this on, and I'm going to... It's quite a long one. It's www.parl.gc.ga/parlinfo/list/salaries.aspx. Okay? That's the short form. I'll post the long version. Now, I also want to bring the attention of everyone out there to a great group of people. They're called the group is called woundedwarriors.ca. Okay. Now, these guys do a lot of work for our men and women that get wounded and need a few extra things. Now, I told you this earlier, and I'm going to tell our listeners now that when a soldier is wounded, serious life-threatening injury, is flown to Landstuhl, Germany, with none of his gear except what he has on him at the time. Okay. Yeah. Now, these people, wounded warriors, they get donations from all over Canada, from people with as little as $10 to donate, right, up to corporate donations of $50,000.
Right.
Okay. That what they do with the money is when this soldier gets injured, they buy things like portable DVD players. They buy Nintendo, Game Boys, stuff like that, you know, to get their minds off what they're going through. It's also great physiotherapy that it works on their dexterity, okay? So it's not just to keep these guys happy because they're getting movies and portable DVD players. No, this is actual physiotherapy for them, okay?
Right.
So... And this is stuff that our government should be paying for, but isn't, okay? So, when they're flown to Landstuhl, Germany, none of his gear goes with him except what he's got on him. So, any of his personal gear is back, say, in Kandahar, where he was posted, okay? Now, the staff at the hospital were dipping into their own pockets to buy these wounded soldiers this equipment. And it's not just wounded Canadians. Every nation that has troops in Afghanistan, if their troops get injured, they're flown, if the injury is bad enough, they're flown to Landstuhl.
Right.
Okay. So it could be American, Aussies, Brits, the Afghans themselves, okay, Canadians, and they get this treatment from wounded warriors.
Right.
Okay. They need help with their fundraising. Okay? So you can go to www.woundedwarriors.ca to find out all the information and make a donation or find a way to help with their fundraising. Okay?
Right.
I myself am planning fundraising here on the West Coast.
Oh, that's cool.
Now, see, having been in the service and being a vet myself, you know, I make it a point to shake the hand of every vet I meet.
Thinking of which, this you will enjoy, okay, talking about vets. When my father and I were flying back for Tulsa, okay, when we stopped, we had a layover in Dallas, okay, so we had to get on a plane in Dallas. You'll like what they did. In the States, they're starting to recognize their military people more and more. They got a lady before boarding the plane, got on a PA, and said on the PA, we would like to recognize our military men. And there was a guy there from the Army flying in uniform. We'd like to recognize all our military men traveling with us. Let's give them all a great big round of applause. So everybody in the room applauded for him.
That's fucking great.
It was great. Then what happened, my dad and I, when we got in line to get on the plane, the guy from the Army got in behind us. So my dad, of course, being a retired military man, started talking to the guy, you know, and asked him. And the guy was returning back from Afghanistan or something. I forget where he said he was coming from, but he'd been out in the field. And dad said something to him. They were talking a bit, and then my dad said, "Yeah, I spent 30 years in the military, retired." And that guy stuck out his hand and said, "I'd like to shake your hand, sir. Thank you for paving the way."
Yeah, and that's what I do.
And that I thought that was rather cool and interesting. I thought you would enjoy that little story.
I did.
Forgot about it until just now.
I did, and I make it a point to shake the hand of every veteran I meet.
Yeah.
And every serving member I meet, and I make sure I shake their hands and I thank them. I ran into a guy on Canada Day, and, you know, he was in uniform, and I walked up to him and I said, "Excuse me, young man, but I'd like to shake your hand and I want to say thank you." And he goes, "Why, sir?" I said, "For doing what you do." I said, "I'm a vet. I know what your job is like, and I just want to thank you because it's a thankless job." And I almost burst into tears because the little bastard stood right to attention, saluted me, and said, "Thank you, sir."
Yeah, well, that was what this guy did to my dad. It was like, that was actually kind of interesting.
And I don't care what branch they are in, okay, what nationality they are. As long as they're one of our allies, I don't give a shit. I'm going to thank them. If I run into a U.S. Marine, and I don't like Marines, okay, but I'm going to respect them. Yeah. I don't like them, but I respect them.
Yeah, that's kind of funny.
Okay, now, and I've learned firsthand that it doesn't even matter what theater war you were in, or even what war you saw action in, or what nationality you're in. All soldiers are brothers. It's a bond that runs deeper than most.
Yeah.
I think I've told you this story. I was in Washington, D.C. to accept an award for one of my photos. And instead of going, well, the day of the award ceremony, I went down to the Vietnam Veterans Memorial, and I met a lot of vets there. And time just got away with me, and I, instead of going to my award ceremony, I sat there talking to these vets, and we shared tears and stories, and I found brothers that I didn't know I had, you know. And even now, it's very emotional for me. Because these guys, they've got the hardest, okay? Because they were in a war that everybody was against them.
Yep.
They had more battles coming home than they did over in Vietnam.
Yep.
And it was one of the ones that really fucked people up. And, you know, and it seems to a lot of people that I close all my podcasts or web posts or whatever with the word "support our troops." But these men and women are more needed of our support than most other people or charities that you can name. Canada leads the Kandahar mission with a reputation for having the best small army in the world. Canadian soldiers are respected around the globe for their battle-hardened professionalism, innovative application and counterinsurgency doctrine, and holding their nerve in Kandahar, while other NATO allies cowered on heavily fortified bases, munching lobster instead of fighting insurgents. And there's a link there for that story, too. So, you know, our supporting our troops is something that, you know, I say a lot. And I mean a lot. Because they are the unknown, doing the unwanted for the ungrateful for underpayment.
Okay? Yeah.
They don't get paid enough. And when you come home and 20 years later, you're still suffering and fighting battles in your head, then there's something wrong with the system. And this is one of those causes I feel so fucking passionate about, because I think our troops and our brethren troops, our allied troops, you know, all of them, they need the support. They deserve our respect.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
Yeah. Now, I mean, you don't have to like the government to support the troops, okay?
Yeah.
You don't have to. There was a bumper sticker I saw, said, "Support our troops, fear our government." Because, I mean, that says a lot. Mm-hmm. And people sit there and go, "Huh? What do you mean?" Well, you support our troops, but fear our government, because they're the ones that have their fingers on the pulse of the troops.
Right.
And I saw another one that would be perfect for me. Medicated for your protection. I so have to get that on a shirt. I have to buy it from the Wounded Warriors website. I thought it was great. Medicated for your protection. See, the whole post-traumatic stress disorder, when the government changed their payment structure and their pension structure,
yeah,
okay, to the fact that, okay, they, what everybody else accepts as post-traumatic stress disorder, the military won't. And that's fucked up, okay?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but if you've got post-traumatic stress disorder, who the hell are the military to tell you, no, you don't? You know, I've been shot. I had a lot of trauma and stress,
all right,
involved because of that. I've been putting up with 20 years of bullshit and nightmares because the military has never wanted to say, yeah, you know what, we fucked up. We never gave you the counseling that we should have at the time that we should have. Now, it usually, if it's caught early, you can be helped and, you know, you can lead a somewhat normal life.
Yeah.
But after 20 fucking years, after 2 years, they're pushing the envelope. So it's pretty bad when the guys are going back and trying to get pensions from the shit that happened to them on peacekeeping missions.
Right.
When we were over there doing our job as peacekeepers, whether it was Cyprus, the Golan Heights, the Iran-Iraq peacekeeping tour, you name any of those peacekeeping tours where Canadian forces were involved, and I'll guarantee you that at least 5 soldiers came back from there having trauma.
Right.
And having stress from that trauma. My first one was in Cyprus when I shot a Greek soldier. Okay. And if that had been, if the padre who came to see me had been smart and seen, okay, he's getting shit faced and we need to get him some counseling, then none of this, half the shit that I go through wouldn't be there. So next time you and any of our other friends think I'm completely fucked up, blame our government. Okay? It's not my fault, it's our government's.
Right.
Because they're the assholes who refuse to treat the post-traumatic stress. the physical injuries that the guys come back with, okay, they're some of the hardest things to deal with, because you not only have the physical injury, you've got the post-traumatic stress. You've lost a part of your body. And anyone who tells me, or tells anyone, that that isn't traumatic needs a fucking bullet in their head.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, fuck, you lose the top of a finger and that's traumatic. If you using a power saw and you cut the top of your finger off, that's traumatic. It's stupid, but it's traumatic.
Yep.
So, and you know, when I was talking to these guys that served in Vietnam, they, near the end of the day, they said to me, they said, you know, Rosie, you're one of us. You may not have been in the same war, you may not be an American, but you're one of us. And you know, I walked away from there feeling like I had found lost brothers.
Yeah.
And these guys are old, they were old enough to be how old my oldest brother would be now. So, and these guys are actually Marines that I like. A couple of Marines that I liked. And did you know that guys coming back and not getting treatment for post-traumatic stress disorder, they've noticed an increasing percentage of substance and alcohol abuse, and an even higher percentage of suicide?
And does among this surprise you?
No, not at all. But it shouldn't surprise anyone out there. But the public is misled, okay? Yeah. Because, like, they don't tell people, oh, yeah, they'll say, well, yes, he was in the military.
Yeah.
But they don't say, well, he saw action and such, and, you know, we didn't pay attention to the warning signs, and it's really our fault that he went postal.
Yeah.
You know, so people, maybe people need to start thinking about class action lawsuits. Getting into those lawyers, you know,
making the lawyers do something useful.
Fuck. Yeah,
come on. The only useful thing lawyers do is give me a moment. I'll think of something.
Oh, wait, sometimes they're handy. Hey, I've had lawyers give me great advice for free.
Great hand jobs.
Advice.
Oh, I thought you said great hand jobs. Advice. Well, I thought maybe there was something they were useful for.
Well, there was one incident where, you know, a friend of mine that I'm very, very fond of, and I'm very, very protective of, a creep did something totally disgusting to her. I'm not going to go into what or when or who.
Yeah.
And I wanted to kill the son of a bitch. Mm-hmm. Because this girl was very sweet, very innocent, very, very naive. And it amounted to a form of sexual assault. And it's one of the few things I can't stand, you know, people like that, I wanna skin their dick, okay? Yeah. And cut rapists into their forehead, or goof into their forehead, you know. Just so that people know what they are. And the girl's father was a lawyer. And he said to me, well, here's what you do, Cranky. You know, thanks for looking after my daughter. And, you know, if you really feel that it must get physical and you must confront him on this, if the police show up, give them the information that they asked for, your name, your address, telephone number. You give them all that information.
Yeah.
But before you answer any other questions, you ask them, am I under arrest? If they say yes, if they say no, then I'd like to leave. If they say yes, then you say, I would like to talk to Justice of the Peace about my immediate release. Now, that was free advice from a lawyer that I've just passed on to all you fucking criminals out there. because that's basically what my listeners are, fucking reprobates and criminals. Come on, admit it.
Oh, not me. But I don't listen to you anyway, so.
But no, but you're an American. So you fall into the reprobates.
I won't even go there.
But,
need more rum here.
See, now that was some good advice from a lawyer. He also said, if you don't get your immediate release, let me know and I'll come up and I'll get you out wherever you happen to be.
You get you off?
Yeah. No. Get me out. Get me out.
Aren't you just loving the way I'm twisting this? Any chance I get.
Yeah. Man, you're in more dire need of a blowjob than any white man in history.
No, not me.
Oh, shit, that's me. That's fine.
Yeah, that'd be you.
No. So where was I? Lawyers doing good things.
Well, you were talking about the occasional lawyer doing something good, and you're talking about, I think you've covered everything for our troops that you're going to cover for the most part.
Yeah, basically, also that, you know, people here in Victoria need to start looking for events that are going to be popping up for fundraising for the Wounded Warriors.
I don't have any fucking listeners here in Victoria.
Yeah, well, hopefully we'll get at least one or two.
Well, you know, we might have one or two listeners. I really don't know. We'll check the stats and see if the podcast has been downloaded. Somehow I doubt it, but you never know. It could be happening. There might be people actually listening to it. Wouldn't surprise me. I'm actually surprised that fucking iTunes listed it, but, you know, they'll take anything. All we have to do is list it as explicit. And damn sure, no, we don't say any curse words on this show.
Fuck no.
No, fuck not a what.
Motherfucking cocksucking, what is it?
Motherfucking cock tucking city titty bitching.
Oh, it's shit piss, motherfucking cock sucking cunt and tits. And tits shouldn't even be on the list.
Oh, well. We need, what's his name, 7 dirty words.
George Carlin, yeah.
George Carlin's titty words.
Shit piss.
No. It wasn't piss. Piss wasn't on it.
Hang on. Just give me a fucking second, okay?
You know, go look it up, man. Get his fucking 7 dirty words. I know fuck was there.
Oh, hang on, hang
nipples.
On.
Nipples should be there because United States freaks out every time they see a nipple.
Nipples and clits. I'm gonna get some nipples and clits.
We'll have to find some pictures of nipples and put them in the show notes.
Nipples. Like I don't have enough nipples. Pictures of nipples.
I'm sure you could find a picture of a nipple here or there. We'll just put a big warning on it. Americans, do not look at this. We don't want you fucking freaking out and going, "Oh my god, that's a nipple."
Hang on.
Okay, I'm hanging.
Now, let me know if you hear this.
Okay.
I love words. I thank you for hearing my words. I want to tell you something about words that I think is important.
Thank you, George.
I say they're my work, they're my play, they're my passion. Words are all we have, really. We have thoughts, but thoughts are fluid, you know. And then we assign a word to a thought. And we're stuck with that word for that thought. So be careful with words. I like to think, the same words, you know, that hurt can heal. It's a matter of how you pick them. There are some people that aren't into all the words. There are some people that would have you not use certain words. Yeah, there are 400,000 words in the English language, and there are 7 of them you can't say on television.
Here we go.
What a ratio that is. 399,993 to 7. They must really be bad. They'd have to be outrageous to be separated from a group that large. All of you over here, you 7. Bad words. That's what they told us they were, remember? That's a bad word. No bad words, bad thoughts, bad intentions, and words. You know the 7, don't you, that you can't say on television? Shit, piss, fuck, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, and tits. Huh?
See? Piss is in there.
That's weird. All right, turn it off.
Okay, so let me plug my headset back in here.
Oh, we can still hear you talking.
Yeah, well, I had to plug my headset back in, so we didn't get the echo.
Ah, that's why I was getting the fucking echo.
Yeah. So there you go. Piss was in there, you dumb fuck.
That's strange. I didn't know piss was fucking.
No, piss is not fucking, okay?
All right,
I haven't told you that piss is fucking. Well, you know, that could explain a lot.
Fuck the 700 Club.
It explains why your daughter turned to me for advice instead of asking you. You think piss is fucking. So, yeah, so there we go. Thank you very much, the late, great George Carlin. Man, that guy, you know, George Carlin was basically my mentor. He didn't know it, but he got me to where I am.
Wow, he's spinning in his grave, man.
Fuck no. He would love this show. He would love.
Oh, I'm sure he would. I'm sure he would love this show. Yes, I have no doubt about that. He would. He would find this show highly amusing.
Oh yeah, he would. Matter of fact, he'd probably agree to get on the show. And oh no, that reminds me of something. This Marine Corps sergeant over in Afghanistan.
Okay.
Made a video and put it up on YouTube asking Mila Kunis to go to the Marine Corps ball with him.
Who's okay? That?
You've seen that 70s show?
Oh, yeah, okay.
The fucking whiny little bitch?
Oh, not the whiny little bitch.
Yeah. Huh? Not Hot Donna, not the slut, but.
The whiny little
Jackie.
Bitch.
Jackie. And he asked her to go to the Marine Corps ball with her. So, excuse me. She was on America Today or the Today Show or AM What America, whatever it is. And they asked her, well, have you seen this video? And then do you plan to go with this guy to the dance? And she was a little dumbfounded and blah, blah, blah. And she sent back a message saying, yes, I'll go with him to the dance.
Oh, my fucking God.
I think that's fucking...
That wasn't what I was responding to, but that'll be appropriate for that, too.
Okay, what are you responding to?
This fucking podcast has been downloaded 260 times.
Yeah!
That's fucking funny. We're only on episode 3 now. That was 2 episodes. Your traffic on the site is actually increasing since we started a podcast.
Cool. Maybe we should start to put up transcripts of the... No, fuck that.
Then that's too much fucking work, man. Yeah. I'm not going to do it. Are you going to do that much fucking work? I got no shit to do.
Yeah.
Podcast is enough goddamn work for me. You're lucky I'm doing that. It's only because I get a fucking voice in here and I get a place to bitch, too.
Oh, yeah. It's a great way for us to bitch, moan, vent.
Sooner or later, you're actually going to get people responding to you.
Yeah, I welcome anybody who wants to join in, okay? You can send me an email.
Send an email so we can make fun of you.
No, send an email. Make sure you're on Skype, okay? I will let you know when we're going to be recording our next podcast. And we will invite you to join in. Now, all the times that we send out are going to be Pacific times. So if you're in Ontario and you don't want to sit up till 3 fucking a.m., too fucking bad.
Yeah, because we do them kind of late.
Yeah.
I didn't expect to get this much traffic in a month.
Hey, fuck, I think it's great. See? People love me.
No, they're here for me, man. The hell?
Fuck.
Number one search phrase this month is cocksucking motherfucker. That's number one search phrase for this website. Oh, and then the number two search phrase is old sucker fuckers.
Okay, that's just wrong.
Yeah, that one's really wrong.
Makes me think of your grandmother giving head, you know?
Nuts. And then there's this one here. Where is bastard located? And how to land on the government watch list. and people who fuck their mothers. And then my favorite here is the cranky cunt.
Ouch. Hey, I knew that. I knew her. Fuck, I married her.
I married one of those too.
Then you've got this cunt on YouTube who uploads a video of herself. Why I do not support the troops. Okay. Because it's morally wrong to support them. Fuck off. And then, of course, then you've got my comment.
She's probably the same person that supports PETA, you know.
Yeah, people and eating tasty animals.
No, the other PETA, the one that supposedly protects animals but has a higher kill ratio of animals than any fucking other center in an area. PETA actually kills 95 to 97% of all the animals they pick up.
Oh, fuck, typical.
Yeah. I thought that was an interesting fact. I had all the stats on it in the websites to go to get those stats, but I thought it was astounding the fact that PETA, who claims to protect animals so well, when they pick up an animal, sometimes it's been euthanized before it even gets to the center. They euthanize them in the van. Stick a needle in them. Kill them.
Okay. This bitch that doesn't support the troops.
Yeah.
Fasting days 19 and 20. I'm done. Yeah, fuck off, cunt. Like you can fast for 20 days.
Maybe she was trying to lose weight.
Misogyny. Yeah, fuck. Bitches like you make people misogynists, okay?
Yep.
Yeah, stupid cunt. And it's Liberty Chick Live.
Liberty Chick Live.
Yeah. That's her YouTube nickname, Liberty Chick Live. They don't support the troops because when I give them blowjobs, they don't pay me. Oh, I posted the group woundedwarriors.ca. Said I was going to say something completely inappropriate, but let's just say she has a future as a streetwalking businesswoman. Because there are kids that go to this site, okay? On her wall, I posted exactly what was on my mind.
Yeah.
And I called her every name I could think of and just figured, you know, I just have to let it out.
Yeah.
But on the woundedwarriors.ca, I just was very nice about it.
Hey, your top search term for last month was cunt sucker.
Ooh. Now, see, that would be a great name. Hi, my name's Arnold Cunt Sucker.
And Cranky Pussy was pretty high on the list last month, too. And okay, fucking old bastards.
Okay, Cranky Pussy just sounds like a medical situation.
How about motherfucker cunt?
Pussy.
The search terms for this site are just actually quite amusing.
They are.
I haven't actually been in here in a while and looked at the stats, man. The stats are actually quite amusing. And the fact that they're growing because they've been dying off for the longest time.
Yeah, well, now that we're back doing this on a semi-regular basis.
Yeah, this will get it back up and running.
Yeah. Well, fuck, remember the days when I had 2,000 people following me?
That's true. That's true. You did have a shitload of traffic, but that was when you were posting regularly.
Yeah, well, I much prefer this because, you know, I can get everything out that's been bugging me all week in 1 hour, and then just post some notes. And while the notes are there, basically everything we wanted to talk about today is up. It just needs to be posted onto the site.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
And the reason I asked you if you could post that photo up is because I don't want to screw up any of your outlay or anything.
No, just stick it into a post, man.
No, I want it there all the time.
I'll stick it into a fucking sidebar somewhere. We'll figure it out.
Yeah. I just, like I said, I didn't want to screw up your design.
Yeah, I got to fix that. The design's all screwed up anyway.
And
it needs some work. Get it tweaked back up, running.
So, okay, why we're looking for other things to talk about.
Well, I thought we were just rambling now. I mean, we've done all the main talking. Now we're just rambling and bitching and making fun of people.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to ask how you're going to vote on the HST.
Oh, that's a tough choice, actually, now that I've had a year to deal with the HST.
Yeah,
that's the problem. I knew the government scheme, but you know, the problem is as a small businessman, it's actually been easier to deal with HST than to deal with the two fucking taxes.
Yeah, and you know, I went to the Pride Parade on Sunday, and then I went down to the events afterwards. Mm-hmm. And there's these people there saying yes to scrap the HST, and I said, okay, I want to play devil's advocate with you, okay, because I don't know where I sit. I said, now, first of all, what's it going to cost to us as taxpayers to go back to the GST and PST?
That's true. That's the other problem. Okay.
They're like, oh. And I said, and what's it going to cost the small business guy to have to redo all of his stock?
And books.
Yeah, and all of his books to go back because you don't want this tax.
Yeah.
And they said, blah, blah, blah. And I said, okay. Now, on the other hand, they're going to cut the HST from 12% to 11% to 10%.
Yeah.
Where are these cuts coming from? Hmm. I'll tell you where they're coming from. They're coming from education and healthcare.
Yeah.
And it's something that we can afford because we're already raising a bunch of fucking dummies. Okay? We're putting out a bunch of dummies from our schools. And it's getting to the point that it's ridiculous, okay?
Yeah.
When people right, instead of Y-O-U, they just hit U for you. Well, fuck, I'm a dummy and I can't spell.
Too lazy and I can't fix soon, have time to do it.
You know what's going to happen? We're going to go back to picture glyphs soon. Gee.
Well, you know what's funny? Thinking of that, we actually are at the picture glyphs. Have you ever watched somebody at McDonald's punch up your meal?
Yep.
They don't look at numbers or words. They look at picture glyphs.
Oh yeah, we're coming full circle, you know. Hmm. Soon we'll go back to grunting, and if we want a woman, we'll go out and bash her over the head, fuck her brains out, then kick her out the next morning.
We don't do that now. Oh, fuck, God, I've been doing it wrong all this time.
No, in the morning we give her bus fare.
Oh fuck, you're generous, aren't you?
Well, I try to be.
Oh, well, I guess somebody has to be.
Yeah, well, you know, some people say I have no good points. They don't know me very well, then, do they?
You do? You have good points?
I do.
Oh. Well.
They're few and far between.
Yeah, I imagine.
But I do have them.
Let's go back to March just for fun. Let's see, that was a slow month.
Oh, we're doing time travel now.
One of your highest search terms during the month of March was the red wall, a woman in the RCMP.
Okay. Fine.
How about HD, sucker, fucker, and piss?
Okay. Is that like a command or
I have no idea. Like, and then somebody looked for smoking assholes. So are they smoking assholes?
Or they want to watch pictures of assholes smoking?
Yeah, could be. It's hard to say.
That would be death boat.
I get a kick out of these, man. This is actually quite amusing to go look at the search terms.
That would take some talent, though, to be able to make your asshole smoke.
Yeah, that would. That would take some frickin' work. Yeah, teach it how to pucker and suck.
So I guess we're going to have to add that to our...
Oh, here's one of your top search terms a while ago. Shit spewing.
Yeah, well...
And fuck those motherfucking bastard. And cranky tits.
Cranky tits.
And hey. Smoking old bastards. They were smoking old bastards and smoking assholes.
The cranky tits. They can go along with George Carlin's tater tits.
Yeah. And then we got warm foot.
Warm
foot.
Warm what?
I can't get it out.
Something's funny.
Hold on. Okay.
Okay. I'm going to look myself, okay?
No. It's warm, fuzzy thoughts. That was a top search term for February. It's like, sorry, it just doesn't fit. Oh, fuck. Okay. All right. How the hell did that get up as a stop fucking search term? You must have used that terminology in one of your posts. Warm, fuzzy thoughts. They must have been surprised when they were on the site. Oh, fuck. Okay, good grip.
Okay, hang on. I'm signing into the control panel.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Fuck. Oh, God, that's just... That's too precious. Oh, they must have been surprised when they showed up on this site when they were searching for warm, fuzzy thoughts.
Yep. Oh, let's look for some warm, fuzzy thoughts.
Oh.
Okay, to the Cranky Old Bastard C panel, and it directs me to New World Order Bast.
I'll get you in there to have a look. I'll save you some troubles, all right?
Yeah.
Too much difficulty and try to explain it to you. And besides that, you know, we're live on the air. We don't need to tell folks exactly what the fuck we're doing.
No. I don't know what you're doing, but I'm sitting here scratching my nuts.
I don't know why you're doing that.
Because the girlfriend won't.
Okay, hang on just a second here.
Okay.
Alright, we is a rolling here, and...
Rolling.
Ooh. There you go, now you can see what the fuck's up.
Yeah, right.
You can't see that?
Not really, no.
Oh, hit the button to expand it to full screen.
Full screen. Okay, there we go.
That makes a big difference. Well, now we got a fucking echo. We still got an echo?
I don't know.
No, echo's gone. It must have just been short-lived. Okay. All right, we're in January right now. I'm looking at January 2011 just for fun.
Okay.
All right, let's see what we got down here for search terms. Top key phrases, January. Cranky bastard, cranky old bastard. QQ.
QQ, what the fuck?
Oh, here's a beautiful one for you. Masturbates daughter is sinful.
And again, warm fuzzy.
Warm fuzzy thoughts again. Fucking A. Oh, here's one for you. Canada got an ass fucking. Oh, you'll love this one, Keith.
My rush sucks.
Yeah. You'll love that one. Considering how much you love Rush.
Yeah. Well, fucking Rush sucks, man. It's just plain and simple. Everybody knows that Rush sucks.
Nah, not everybody knows that.
Okay. Anybody that's got two living brain cells knows that Rush sucks. I mean, I had the digital music playing today.
Yeah.
And I heard the first two notes of a Rush song, and I turned it off.
Oh, well, you know, sucks to be you.
At least they got two notes in.
Well,
you know. Neil Young doesn't even get that. There's only one Neil Young song I'll let be played in my house.
Let's see how you did in 2010. Yeah, see, traffic in 2010 was down way, and yeah, traffic's up now. So, it's sights moving along now. So it's getting there.
Okay, cunt sucking motherfuckers. Yeah. Okay.
Cunt fucker.
Review citizens of what?
Review citizens six. I don't know. 6616 CL 708. Who knows? There's something random. Sometimes the random shit's funny, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, this one didn't have much. Cranky whore.
Cranky whore, yeah.
Yeah, those ones are pretty average. It was the warm fuzzy thoughts that just sent me warm, over the edge. Sent me over the edge.
Warm fuzzy thoughts. I mean, people who know me personally don't even.
Shitty cock fucking. All right, shitty cock fucking. There you go. That was November last year. And then you got, is asshole in the Bible? It might be. I don't know. Is asshole in the Bible?
Yes. Oh, no, that's Pat Robertson.
Oh, that's right. Asshole on the Bible. The smartest people in the world must be fucking Canadians.
It's your fuck cunt mother.
That's not a fucking picture I want to picture.
No.
All right, so...
if you really want a bad mental picture, picture your parents doing it.
Yeah. No thanks, man. I don't need that sort of fucking horror.
Not just you. I mean, anybody that's listening to this, just picture your fucking parents, okay? Your parents fucking...
That's what you get when you raise your child to be a pagan.
Yeah. But, you know, if you picture your parents fucking, you'll never want to have sex again.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, now that I put that warm, fuzzy thought in your head.
Yeah. Here we go. No, we got nothing else. I got to go fix these sounds, man. They're just... Need more of the really cool sounds, and I've got dozens of them. I just got to get them fucking in here so we can really have some fun with this. But anyway, we've reached our hour for this trip through fun times, and there's been some really good stuff, and we had a bunch of fun plugging all the people out there, and you know, making fun of folks.
Deal with like that person we talked about last week. I got some more information about him.
Which person was that?
We were talking about he who shall not be named.
Okay.
Mr. Knows all the rules to everything.
Okay.
Professional student.
Oh yes. Okay, there we go. You had to get the right phrasing in there. All right. Well, let's see what this leads us to. Oh yeah, this is the porn music.
You know what a raver says when the drugs wear off?
What says when the drugs wear off?
Do you know what a raver says when the drugs wear off?
I fucked
Man,
what?
Man, this fucking music sucks.
Oh, I thought you'd say I fucked what?
No. But they come down and they realize that rave music fucking sucks.
Yeah, well, some of it's all right.
Yeah, well, stop taking those drugs, man. Okay? Only dope use dope.
Oh, that explains it. All right. Well,
something's got to.
I've got to tweak the music too. I got to spend a little time researching the fucking music for this goddamn show. Get some decent tunes and get it organized. Problem is, this show takes the lowest priority in all the stuff I got to do. Yeah, okay. Busy man.
Well, let's say goodnight. And,
well, we're saying goodnight. We're talking over the fucking crap music and letting it play out. I mean, the title of this song is Waiting for a Threesome, so, you know, it's what it's called, Waiting for a Threesome, so we got to let that play out.
You find your Viagra and jerk off. You fire one from the tube before you have your threesome.
Oh, with music like that, yeah, you'd need to. And there it goes. It's fading away. All right, we got to plug our last little bit here, and that is some of the music provided tonight came from Mevio's Music Alley. You can check it out at music.mevio.com. And there is some actually good music here, but actually all the music used on this show comes from Mevio's Music Alley. So the music sometimes is as bad as the show. So.
Yeah. And don't forget, support our troops. They need it.
Yes, they do. Support our troops. And I'm actually was rather pleased to see the United States starting to recognize their troops.
It's fantastic.
Good for them.
For the cranky old bastard, until next time, I will remain the cranky old bastard, and he will remain Mr. Nobody.
That's it. You all have yourselves a good night. We are out of here.